Once upon a time, when there was magic everywhere, there lived a mother pig and her three little pigs in a comfortable old-fashioned farmyard. The oldest of the pigs was called Brownie. The middle one was called Whitey. And the youngest, by far the smartest and handsomest of the three, was called Blackie. Their mother loved all three of them very much, but Blackie was by far the least trouble to her.
All right, children, dinner time.
And every day it was the same story.
Brownie, how dare you come to the dinner trough covered with mud?
I'm not really covered, Mother. There's hardly any mud at all on my nose.
Whitey, you're eating too fast. Oh, don't gulp your food.
What'd you say, Mother?
And that was the way it went. Brownie spent all of his time wallowing in mud. And Whitey spent all of his time either eating or thinking about eating.
Brownie. Brownie.
Can you speak a little louder? I got mud in my ears.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the whole world was made of cabbages?
I like the world the way it is, full of mud.
Oh, children, someday you'll be sorry you didn't develop good habits when you were piglets.
Her two older children paid no attention, but went on rolling in the mud or thinking about things to eat, depending upon which pig you're speaking of. Finally, the day came when their mother called her three children to her and said,
"My sons, it's time for you to go out in the world."
No,
not so fast. The world is a very dangerous place.
And she warned them about foxes and wolves.
I'm not afraid.
Neither am I.
I'm not afraid, but I am a bit worried. How do we protect ourselves against foxes and wolves?
You build yourselves a stout house where you'll be safe. Now, I've saved enough for each of you to have whatever kind of house he wants. Brownie, you're the oldest. What kind of house would you like to have?
I'd like to have all four walls and the roof and the floor to be made of mud.
Brownie's mother was disappointed in his choice, but she'd given her word, so she went on to Whitey.
I want the walls to be made of turnips and the roof and the floor to be made of cabbages.
Even more disappointed, his mother turned at last to Blackie.
I'd like a house of brick, please, Mother. It'll be warm in the winter and cool in the summer and safe all year round.
His mother was quite pleased with Blackie's answer, and she ordered the three houses to be built right away. But on the morning when the pigs were to leave their home, she warned them.
Now, children, there is a rumor that there's a wolf in the neighborhood. So you must promise me not to let any strangers into your new houses, no matter what excuses they may give you.
We promise,
Mother. We promise,
Mother. Goodbye.
Brownie was delighted with his house. And in no time at all, he had the floor looking like a gigantic mud pie. One day, as he was happily wallowing...
Oh, boy, what mud. Oh, what muddy mud, mud. Oh, boy.
Who is it?
May I come in, Master Pig?
Who is it?
Just a friend come to call on you. Won't you let me see your new house?
No. You must be the wolf, and our mother warned us about you.
Well, if you won't open the door, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
And the wolf was as good as his word. Now, because Brownie's house was only made of mud, it collapsed at the first huff. And the wolf threw Brownie over his shoulder.
Let me go, Mr. Wolf. Let me go.
Let me go! Oh!
And carried him off to his den, where he locked him up. And he said,
"Now stay there, little pig. As soon as I've captured your brothers, the three of you ought to make me a very nice supper."
And in no time at all, the wolf was at Whitey's house. He had just finished chewing out a new window in the west wall when the wolf knocked on his door.
"Who's there?"
"Only a friend come to invite you over for supper."
But Whitey peeked out the tiny window he had just made and saw that it was the wolf.
"Oh, no, wolf. My mother warned me about you."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
And because Whitey was so greedy that he'd almost eaten the walls right through, his house fell down at the first huff. And the wolf carried him off to his den.
"Put me down! Put me down!"
"Not a chance."
And chained him up right next to his brother.
"Well, there are the first two courses of my dinner. Now for dessert."
And off he went to Blackie's house.
"Who's there?"
"The little old lady from the house next door. I've come to borrow a cup of sugar."
"There is no house next door. You must be the wolf, and I won't let you in."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down."
"Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin."
And the little pig was right. For no matter how hard the wolf huffed and puffed and blew, he couldn't budge the little brick house. And he slunk off at last, out of breath and out of sorts.
"Bah! I'll get him yet."
The next day, Blackie had to go to town to do some marketing and buy a kettle. As he was walking home, he heard footsteps stealthily creeping along behind him. By the time he had reached the top of the hill and could see his little house lying at the bottom, he was sure it was the wolf. So he jumped into the pot and rolled all the way down the hill until he came smack up against the door of his house. Then he ran into the house and bolted the door, taking the kettle with him. And in a moment, he could hear the wolf prowling around outside.
"Don't tire yourself out, Mr. Wolf. There's no way you can get in."
"Don't be too sure."
"Let's see. I've locked the door and barred all the windows. Of course."
Blackie quickly built a fire in the fireplace. Filled the kettle with water. And hung it over the fire. In a few moments, the water was bubbling merrily. Just as Blackie heard the soft footsteps of the wolf on the roof.
"Now I've got you, Master Pig. I fool that nasty, smart little pig."
The wolf had dived down the chimney right into the pot of boiling water. And that was the end of him. Blackie followed the wolf's trail back to his den and freed Brownie and Whitey. Brownie promised to give up rolling in the mud, and Whitey promised never to be greedy again. And they never forgot how very nearly their faults had come to costing them their lives. And in Blackie's brick house, all three lived happily ever after.